You talked about different economies in terms of emerging or developed.
Yeah.
There's the iPad example,
yeah,
needing and wanting products. But what about the kind of products that are kind of on the boundary, where we see people, they are becoming needs rather than wants? And I'm thinking of things like refrigerators, air conditioning, things like that, that people in China are now needing those rather than wanting them.
Yeah.
So how does that affect the economy when we're seeing that switch between one
and the actually, you remember I mentioned a company called Haier, which is the largest household appliance company in the world now from Shanghai. Why is it? Because in China, everybody is buying a fridge. Now, when is it the last time you bought a fridge? How many fridges will you buy in your life? Once you have one, you will maybe change it in 10 years, and that's it. So there is a kind of saturation impact which is taking place in the advanced economy, where basically, as I said, it's a replacement economy. You have the product and you upgrade. Okay, you upgrade to something else. In China, you have no fridge, you want one. You have no TV set, you want one. You have no phone, you want one. You have no something, no car, you want one. That makes a hell of a difference because the pressure on consumption is huge.
And the thing that I was thinking of at that point was if you suddenly create that easy access to personal credit, the first time purchase. Then surely the environment itself can't cope. So how do we achieve economic growth?
You're right, because the problem is that the infrastructure is not following. For example, the forecast is that in 2020, China will buy 30 million cars, and the U.S. only 15 million. Okay, this is our GM forecast. So what does it mean? Everybody in China want a car, but nobody has a road to put a car on, you know. You need roads, you need this, you need that, it will be traffic, it's already impossible to move. So actually, you're right, I mean, the infrastructure has to go in parallel with this consumption. Big impact on the environment, of course, this we have to check. And my feeling is that at a certain stage, they will have to slow down a little bit the access to some, and the basic needs, they have to do it. But then, whether people need a car or not, I think there are countries where probably they can wait a little bit more. You know, now getting a car in Mumbai, or in Delhi, you know, if everybody has a car, nobody moves, huh?